Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 11, 18 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Frank. There were no women at the factory. I have never seen Mr. Daltu in the factory in my life. Daisy Hopkins waited on the office floor. She left the factory June 6, 1912, as appears from the time book. Never saw her in the factory after she quit work. On the 26th Saturday in January, Frank remained in the office with me until 5 o'clock to catch my train. I was at the factory last Thanksgiving Day. It was very cold and rainy. It was a holiday at the factory. The office boy and Conley were also there. I ordered Conley to come back that day to clean up the box room with Frank Payne, the office boy. Conley got through about 10:30. I know he did not stay at the factory until noon. Frank and I were all of the time in the office doing clerical work. Frank left that day at 12 o'clock. We left together. I saw Frank catch his car for home that day. Frank was carrying bundles for the B'nai B'rith, which was going to have an affair that night. Mr. Frank is president of it. It is a charitable organization. It takes care of orphans and things of that sort. I paid off the help on Friday, April 25th, from the pay window outside of the office. I remember paying off Helen Ferguson that day. Nobody came up to ask for Mary Fagan's pay. Before anyone could get another's envelope, they have to have a note to that effect. There was no reason for anyone to go to Mr. Frank to get their pay, Friday, April 25th. I was at the window paying off employees. We had posters put up all over the factory announcing that Saturday would be a legal holiday and that the factory would be closed. Those who would not call for their pay would frequently come in on the next working day, which in this instance would be Monday. No one could really know whether anyone was coming in for their pay on Saturday or not. Helen Ferguson did not ask for Mary Fagan's pay, Friday, April 25th. Mr. Frank and I left the factory between 6 and 6:30 that day. I was supposed to get up the pencil contracts for the week on Friday. It was necessary to get this up in order to complete the financial sheets. I did not get them up on Friday because I had to pay off on Friday, and as the week only closed on Thursday, it gave me all we could do to figure out the payroll and get the money by the bank closed at 2 o'clock on Friday. That threw extra work on Mr. Dot Frank in getting up the financial on Saturday. I intended to come back to the factory on Saturday morning, but overslept myself. Mr. Frank called me by telephone twice on Saturday morning. My maid answered the telephone. That picture, States XA, shows Mr. Frank's office, inner office, to the bigger than the outer office. As a matter of fact, the outer office is twice as large as the inner office. The picture shows an inaccuracy as to the relative position of the elevator shaft from the outer wall of Mr. Frank's office. It is directly opposite the time clock. The picture shows it below the time clock, nearly to where the staircase is. The door entering into the Clark Woodenware place was open 2 or 3 days after the murder. The door was previously locked. There is a hole back there through which waste is thrown down. It is an open hole. There is no lid to it. It is big enough for the body of a girl of the size of Mary Fagan to go through. If a body was thrown down it, it would roll down and...